Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today. Let's come to our teaching. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and thank you for the glorious, magnificent, wonderful things that you do for us. We thank you for this magnificent book, this owner's manual that you wrote to us to tell us what to expect, what we can do and what we cannot do in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless it and open this to our understanding as we read and study your word today. Bless us with the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, today I'm going to start out in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. I want you to listen to this. It says, if we suffer, well, first of all, I'm going to start off in verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Now, if you die to sin, you can live with him. And then in verse 12 it says, and if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Now there is some magnificent statement right there that if we die with him, we shall live with him. Now let me tell you, living with Christ is a wonderful place to walk, because as long as you stay dead and you let him live, and you let him live through you, you will get to see him do great and mighty things in your life. But he says, because of these things, he said, if we walk holy before him, in 2 Timothy 3:12, we will suffer persecution. And verse 12 here, he says in 2 Timothy, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. Now, I love that part about if we suffer, we shall reign with him. I love that part. Now, I want to take you over to another scripture in Romans chapter 5 and show you another verse. He said what will happen or what we can do if we learn a few things there. Let's go to Romans 5. Verse 17 in Romans 5 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now then, when you get a hold of this, it'll totally transform your life when you see that if you're a child of God, in other words, if by one man's offense death reigned, in other words, Adam was one, and Adam sinned, and so death came upon all men. And so, but whenever Jesus came, he overcame the forces of darkness, and then it says, much more, not a little bit more, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Now, that's supposed to be you and I if we're born-again Christians. If you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, they which receive the abundance of grace, now that's the Lord, and of the gift of righteousness, which he is the gift of righteousness. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your righteous one, and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he forgives all of your sins and makes you the righteousness of God in Christ. When you learn that, and you receive all these things, he said, then you shall reign, not in eternity, but right now in life by one, Jesus Christ. When you begin to meditate on these scriptures and you get a hold of this, you'll find out what is available to you as a son or a daughter of the King of the universe. I'm telling you, you don't have to be sick anymore. You don't have to be weak anymore. You don't have to die and be deprived as a young man. You don't have to put up with the devil and his sickness and disease and his cancer and his tumors and all those things. You don't have to even put up with colds and flus. I mean, people say, well, now, wait a minute. I mean, you know, if I go outside without a coat on in cold weather, I'm going to get a cold. Only if you confess that. You can go outside in the cold without a coat and get cold, and it can even make the things in body parts in your body work to the point where your nose will run and all kinds of fluids and things will happen because of the cold weather. but you won't have to have a coal unless you confess it. Now then, if you're going to go outside and stay a long time, don't be a fool. Take a coat. Wear a coat. But you don't go around with the idea that if I don't have a coat and I do get out in the cool, damp air, I'm going to have the flu. Because if you confess that, you will have it. Because Mark 11:23, Jesus clearly said, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you will have it. He says, out of the mouth, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you start going around confessing, if I go outside without a coat, I know I'll get the flu. Well, then that's what's in your heart. Because what's coming out of your heart's coming out of your mouth. And if you have that kind of a mentality, you're going to make yourself sick by saying the wrong things. And so when you say that, the devil's going to hear you say that, and he's going to be right there to oblige you to put the flu or cold or sickness and disease upon you. But you don't have to have it. You can make a decision to come against the forces of darkness, to stand on the Word of God, and whenever Jesus told us that he bore our sickness and removed our disease, when he told us that in Isaiah 53:4-5, he told us that in Matthew 8:16-17, and he told us that in 1 Peter 2:21-24. You don't have to put up with sickness and disease, only if you want to. And most people don't want to, but most people are like I was most of my life. They didn't know how to reign in life by one, Christ Jesus. When you get a hold of what Jesus did for you, you will realize that you can walk in an anointing beyond your wildest dreams. But when you get a hold of this, you will look at what the Word of God says. And when Jesus said in Romans 5:17, to those of us that learn these things, get a hold of this gift of grace and of righteousness, we shall reign in life, that's right now, by one, Christ Jesus. So, when you get a hold of that, and then you go to a scripture, then when you learn that Acts 10:38 says, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power that went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, you will learn that all oppression of the devil is sickness and disease. Whenever he comes and puts sickness and disease upon you, it's coming from the devil. When you learn that, and that Jesus healed them, when you learn that Peter's mother-in-law, when she was sick, Jesus merely walked in and rebuked the fever, and it left her and she is healed. You'll learn right there that's a spiritual problem. Fever and sickness and disease is a spiritual problem. And you have authority over it as a son or a daughter of the King. So, when you realize that you can reign in life now by Christ Jesus, you don't have to be a partaker of sickness and disease. So, when the devil tries to come upon you, the first thing you do is you make sure that all of your sins are repented of. You make sure you don't have any sins. You make sure that you have confessed every sin and you're walking in obedience to the Word of God. After you see and know that you're walking in obedience, and we as Christians should do that all day, every day. We should never go into sin knowing we're going to sin. Now, we may do something we don't know is sin, but if we do and then find out, hey, repent. Don't stay in that. Walk holy before God. Walk in obedience to His Word. Do what He says, and then you'll make the Lord happy, and you will not be visited with evil, Proverbs 19:23 says. So, you take the Word of God, and you speak what it says, and then you don't have to be sick. If the devil tries to come upon you to put something upon you, you take scriptures like Luke 10:19-20, where Jesus said in Luke 10:19, He says, Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread or trample on the serpent, which is the devil, and his scorpions or his demons. He said, all power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, you don't have to rejoice in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now let me tell you, if the spirits or the evil spirits have to be subject to me in the name of Jesus, then when a sickness and disease comes upon me or tries to come upon me, I am not going to take this laying down. I'm going to take the Word of God. I'm going to do exactly what Jesus said. I'm going to submit myself to God. I'm going to resist the devil with the Word of God, with it is written. And when I do that, the Word of God says, He will flee from me. Now, here's some of the things you'll have to resist, or these are some of the things that Jesus had to resist if you want to walk a godly life and walk in the anointing that Jesus walked in. Because in Matthew chapter 4, it says, And the tempter, which is the devil, came to him and said, If you be the Son of God, if, there he is putting this doubt, even in Jesus' mind, if you be the Son of God, he says, command that these stones be made bread. And Jesus answered him and said, It is written. Now this is something you must remember. You have to stop and capture every thought and take every thought captive and come back with it is written, or the devil will get you. These are some of the things you have to refuse if you want to walk in God's anointing. The devil will come to you and say, if. But he'll always lie to you. So you got to know what the Word of God says, just like Jesus did. Jesus came against the devil with the Word of God. Well, after he tempted him with the stones, then he said in verse 6 there, If you be the Son of God, then cast yourself down, for it is written. In other words, now the devil is quoting the Word of God. He'll do that to you too. He says, Cast yourself down, for it is written. He shall give his angels charge over you, concerning you, and in you shall not dash your foot upon a stone. So the devil is trying to get him here, but Jesus again said, It is written. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. And again the devil came and took him up to an exceeding high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Now this is where the devil gets most people. And when he shows you the kingdoms and the power and the glory and the glitter and the bright lights and the money and all the things, most people fall right there, because they want that glitter and that power. Even women today fall to that glitter and that power. Everybody wants it. But Jesus said in him, because the devil said, Now all these things are mine, and they're given unto me, and I will give them to you if you will fall down and worship me. That's what the devil wants. But these are the things you have to refuse if you want to walk in the anointing of God. Then Jesus answered him and said, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God only, and him only shall you serve. Then it says, The devil left him, and angels came and ministered to him. You will have to undergo these same things. So we'll continue tomorrow. Give us a call for free audio video teachings, 940-242-2106. You can also get to us on the web and order these things free and postpaid at www.tlsm.org. And there you can see where we're speaking and all kinds of things you can learn from the website. Remember, Jesus is Lord.